Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Uyazi umzansi celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng.
Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa pod. I am Joy Mpande. And as usual, I'm not alone. I am with... Shout out. Now, if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch you up on the latest entertainment news. But if you are a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday. So, of course, we have to start with some music news. Now, this week, we broke a very interesting music story right here on Chisa Live, where we revealed that Zola 7 has reunited with Ghetto Ruff record label owner Lonstia to launch music and a new TV show. So, of course, he's released Ghetto Fabulous. It's out. Shout out to that. This is the first time it's actually on all DSPs. It was on CDs prior. So, of course, keeping up with the times. And now, obviously, we'll be getting to play our favorite, I guess, or sort of, Ghetto Ruff or Zola 7 music. This is 20 years after its first release in 2004. How you feel about that? I know you definitely are, you know, a golden
big up oldie. To you, big up to Chisa.
Nice. I mean, the song.
We broke the news.
Okay.
First hand.
I've been sitting on it. Let me be honest. I've been sitting on it first because hand. The person who told me was like, wait a minute.
Abanya beko much after all. But you know, we break the stories.
Come on, man.
But I'm here, Bisham Guti. They mended things up.
I find it quite interesting that they're back together. But I see how Zola still needed Lance. I mean, the Kwaito star, when he left the record label at the height of his career in 2008, he went on to say that Lance was paying other journalists to write articles against him, alleging that Lance was robbing him of money. Some have said it's 40 million that was owed to him. But I mean, it's 2008. I don't think it was that much. But it's quite interesting that they decided to bury the hatchet and reunite. But which is good, because I don't think we were not paying attention to Zola 7's music. Mm-mm. I think this is a good rebranding. We were thinking, okay, our Kwaito legend is sick, and we were focusing on that. And now the music and the work is what's in the forefront. And that's obviously thanks to Lance. I see he's also now on TikTok. Zola 7 is on TikTok. Shout out. This is really big. So I love it. It's the first time.
But the interesting part is that I think Lance... I could be wrong. Okay. Lance is going around mending things up in Abantu, because even last year or 2 years back, I found out Guti Bashapi and I know DJ Cleo. At some point, you remember the days of Tears Records? So I'm yet to see if about TK Nabo, they are going to go that route, because you can't be mad at someone for that long.
Yeah, I think it's just doing right by the artist, also realizing your part played in a fallout. I don't think TK is going to mend ways with a lot of people anytime soon, because we do know that he has that thing with
Bulelo.
Well, yes, of course. Well, there's that. But then there's another one with someone who's still alive, I guess, the wife of Robbie Malinga, Ann Malinga, who's trying to get the rights to her husband's music. Apparently, it is alleged that TK sold the man's. The catalog. Yo. He sold the catalog and nobody's speaking. Let me tell you, I tried to call TK and TK... When he answers the phone, he's like, "Aksi TK isandla sakhe." And you know what? I'm realizing that it's definitely him that I'm talking to.
I remember you put DJs on the spot.
I also put, yes. So, I mean, people really just need to speak. And I think mostly TK, with his son also being in the music industry, I think he must just set the tone, you know, and just at least feel for people who really need to eat. Kids need to eat from, I mean... the royalties of Robbie Malinga and all of that. So, well, we'll see. I don't foresee that happening anytime soon, though.
But I think Lance's next move will be mending things. No, Bongani Fasi.
Bongani, Mara, he's a little bit reckless. Ish. That one, agalaleli, that's the problem. Ubongani, and we are Zenzela. Into yake, angazi kama ngutu ukod. Like, you are Brenda Fassi's child, not Brenda Fassi. Chill. Like, honestly. Okay? Anyway, moving right along. Something that we announced in-house, which I really, really think is quite big, is with the Recording Academy going global. They're now expanding to Africa and the Middle East. That's what the Grammys, mm-hmm. by the way. That's the Grammy Association. They're looking to obviously empower artists in Africa. There are a bunch of things that they will be doing. But yeah, they'll providing them with a platform, empowering them with enhanced training just to celebrate the musical heritage, which is in South Africa. And of course, we do understand that right now, the spotlight is on Africa. Mm-hmm. The good music right now, the dances, it's all coming from the African continent, and more especially right now, South Africa with Amapiano. So it's quite big. It's quite big that right now we'll be dominating on the global stage. Shout out.
Oh, so Ruwana Burikrosa Shapamapiano. Today's Wiz Khalifa.
Today's Wiz Khalifa. Yes. Yo, have you heard it?
Yeah.
Okay, how do you think? What do you think?
I'm not.
I'm a biased Wiz Khalifa fan, so I don't think I can give like an unbiased answer. But you're not. He did it justice. Okay. Listen, I mean, also speaking of the global stage, somebody who's definitely dominating right now, it's Tyler herself. Tyler recently had an interview on The Breakfast Club. You know, The Breakfast Club? Charlamagne the God.
Yeah.
Angelie is not part of it anymore. It's just hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. She recently did an interview. Of course, she's doing a whole media tour, as she should, because right now the spotlight is on her as a singer as well. But it was an awkward interview for two reasons. One, with her management having stepped in the room prior to her coming in and saying, she's a bit nervous. Don't ask this. Don't ask that. Yeah, they really made it awkward for them. And especially, obviously, Charlamagne will definitely fill us in. He's definitely, he's got verbal diarrhea. So he went and said, no, your recording company or your management came in and they gave us a whole list of questions we're not supposed to ask. But I guess what was not on the list was the question about her identity as a colored woman from South Africa. Mm-mm. Of course, in South Africa, just being colored is colored. It means there's nothing derogatory about it. But if you're in America or anywhere else in the world,
Mexican,
it's derogatory.
It is.
Yes. So that's been an ongoing thing. But she's been proudly repping the South African culture, of course. What happened is during her interview, Charlamagne decided to ask her about that controversy of race, which then led to her management stepping in, or chiming in rather, to say, next question. We don't want to answer that.
Wow. And about your identity as a South African colored person. What does that even mean?
Can we not?
Oh, I like that. We keeping that in the interview too.
Shut up, man.
I like when they talk from the back and say we can't. I like that. I like the character. That's good. That's even better.
Next one, please.
That's even better.
But then obviously on social media, that grew to become something else, which led to Tyler having to set the record straight to say, no, she's not denying her blackness. Yes, she's black. She's mixed with Zulu, Irish, Mauritian, Indian and colored, but she understands that outside of South Africa, she shouldn't identify as such. What are your thoughts? I mean,
if you colored, you colored. That's it.
She
needed to embrace.
Yeah, she's always been somebody who embraces her her heritage, especially she reps South Africa so well. I mean, already her accent, the fact that she's kept it, you're just like, yeah, no, you definitely colored, my girl. You know, you colored for sure.
But I was asking if even some artist in Durban wanted to know or Shakina, is he black or colored or white? Because Angare is
a Shekinah's an adopted
adopted. Oh, okay.
Girl, which makes she was adopted into a white family.
Okay.
So that's a little bit of a different story
because
altogether.
Because I know it's Tandy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So she was adopted. So it's a different story altogether.
Okay.
But yeah, the colored community, of course, in South Africa are rallying. In fact, not just the colored community, just SA at large are rallying behind Tyler because they're just like, Aibu. Were you not rallying behind Tyler?
No, I'm not.
Why?
You've
never seen a pretty girl from Joburg. That's why.
She's from Eden Vale at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That's our hood, yeah?
Sometimes we need to just stick by our girls, okay? Our South African jewels, let me put it that way. Mm. And I think, especially in times like this where, you know, sometimes Americans don't get it and we got to put them in their place. And this is definitely one of those times where you just got to be a Tyler stan just for a second.
Okay, I'll be Tyler's fan now. Okay.
You understand? Mm. Just for a second.
Okay.
But we can move along from that, though, to some more sort of kind of music news. Convicted Kwaito star Bricks is in at loggerheads, rather, with his 16-year-old son for choosing DJ over school. Another 2000 thinking they can make it in the music industry. Tell me about that story.
The boy has been winning competitions in Soweto through Josie FM DJing challenges.
Okay.
So I think I heard that 2 weeks back he went to visit his dad and
in prison.
Yeah. Then he told his dad that he's been killing it in the music scene as far as winning the competitions. Then Bricks was like, no. This is not going to go the way you think.
You think, yes.
So just focus on your studies. Then you'll go back to your music after matric at least.
Mm.
But the boy is not having it, eh?
No.
Even today, I think he's going back to that challenge again.
Mm.
But the Gogo as well has been having problems with the boy.
Exactly. So the Gogo shares the same sentiments and we had a chat to her. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
Agabe no metric, intensive kunayo, uchabe no metric. Noma a university ke angachube na umturo part time di bese aliba 7 zangap. Owa manje sifuna a concentrate skole ngoba uba legi le putu uchabe no metric at least. Nasi mina mutele na taigen panam ogu chukutalboni talenta lau. Mina njongo koko akusi sosa mukutu ube at least no metric.
Yeah, you know what? I honestly. I also share the same sentiments when it comes to young people, people who are still in school trying to pursue music.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest issue, and I say this all the time, is, I mean, I know there are other people out there that are pursuing different careers and stuff, but I'm always just like, what is this grade 10 learner? Like, why don't you just finish school and then go back to music? Or, because you're not privileged enough to do both at the same time.
Yeah.
You don't have homeschooling. You're not, let's make an example with Tyler. Tyler, when she was still in high school, was pursuing music.
Mm.
But she still got her distinctions. She went ahead and finished school. And while she was still there in school, she was making music and whatever. She was, at least she got distinctions. You understand?
Yeah.
Like pass, at least, you know, get those grades in. And then obviously we'll support you with your music career. But I think a lot of young people right now,
they want to make it fast.
Fast. I mean, I get that. But I mean, when I was in high school, I was doing promotions, making money that way, you know? Like, if you really want to make money.
When promotion was popular.
Yes. I mean, I'm sure it definitely still is. It's still a company. There's still, I think I see 2-3 companies, friends of mine who run them, and they're doing quite well. But my conversation is mostly like with young people right now, like all trying to become or trying to enter the entertainment industry. I'm not trying to gatekeep anybody or discourage anybody, but who's going to be the doctor if you want to be the TikToker and the dancer and the singer who can't really sing, the DJ who can't really mix? Like, where are we really going with this thing? You understand?
Yeah.
For me, I do understand that, I mean, he probably wants to follow in his father's footsteps.
But apparently...
But school?
Apparently, the dad... his biggest fear is that fame will distract the boy from studies and he'll end up dropping out.
He so, will. That's the thing. So, God forbid.
So that's the problem that Prince is facing with the boy. Yeah. But otherwise, they're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I know myself. I don't have a kid right now, but if I was to have a kid, I can't speak, ne? But if I had a kid, I wouldn't want them to be in the entertainment industry. I don't even care to date in the industry either. But crap happens. But I think for any young person listening out there, prioritizing your studies. So you have at least something to fall back on. You don't want to find yourself 10 years from now trying to fix your matric. You're not Casper Nyovest. Casper Nyovest is obviously not going to go back. He's made it in life and he's found his path in the business space. But music, music, I
doesn't.
No.
Doesn't.
If you want to be as a musician, child, Gigi LeMain will tell you. The industry... That's not the music industry is not.
No,
really
no, tell me about Gigi.
No. She said this on a podcast before, her podcast, where she spoke about how the music industry, even Rashid said, shared the same sentiments of the fact that the music industry does not necessarily have money.
I kind of like Gigi Lamin Shemesh.
No, definitely. She's interested. A cougar.
Mm-hmm. No wonder I'm interested in what she had to say.
okay. Yeah. I don't know how, to which extent you like her. But yes, we all know that, the record labels make the most money out of artists. As an artist yourself.
Especially major.
Yeah, major labels, of course, because they invest a lot of money in you. Then there's publishing and so forth and so forth.
And they interfere with the interviews. You understand?
Yeah. They record companies know how to make money out of artists. Artists, however, are not always so favored in terms of just really making, creating a very lucrative lifestyle out of it. But of course, if your booking fee is like Black Coffee, you will survive. But you're not Black Coffee.
But
you're
Tyler,
DJing at Josie FM and we did not know you, my brother. Yes, grow, be in the industry, but stay in school. Stay in school.
Google the DJ.
No, the fact that we really didn't know of this man and already... I'm not saying he must die for his father's sins, but I mean...
Focus.
Nothing
focus.
Is promised. It's not like your father will be able to get you into these other spaces. So at least have something to fall back on, which is your studies. We're not saying go and become an engineer. We're just saying, if you are listening and willing to take some advice, this is not some bad advice. Just finish school. And obviously, after school is after school. You can definitely just, practice and hone your craft so you can become something one day. But hey, that's that on that, right?
Yeah, cool.
Kind of passionate about that story. In other news, somebody else is back in studio now. Somebody whose music I wonder will be listening. LaToya Makene, the actress, has returned to her first love, she says, amid her split from her longtime partner, Ulebu Kiswa. So on Sunday, we did see a report, of course, I'm sure. If you haven't, where you been? Get out of that rock. Come back to earth. The actress and or rather the actress's wife, Ulebu, released
a partner.
Well, it is the wife.
No, let's say partner.
Why?
Okay, cool.
Why?
No, cool.
You want me to call you out as a homophobe on this podcast?
No, I'm not. It's a partner.
Okay.
Okay, wife.
So, yes. Latoya, Latoya's wife, Lebo, there was a report of her having spoken up about how her marriage was allegedly laced with abuse, drugs, and infidelity. There was a Sunday World report that alleged that Latoya scaled Lebo with boiling water, battered her with an ironing board, and threw her with a vase at their marital home in Randfontein. Now, that was then followed, that report was followed by Ulebo releasing a statement saying, you know what, ne? I have decided, I have concluded that it's time for me to move on and pick up the pieces of what's left to try live a most joyful and satisfied life, most enjoyable. So the split is indefinite. That's what it says. And that's because of
boiling water.
Drugs for me is what comes out first. Okay. I mean, we know this industry, but drugs and infidelity with a man.
Yeah.
From somebody who came out as I'm joining the alphabet community. No, wait. I'm not sure. So anyway, I mean, that's her life. Maybe she's bi. But I think she just owes a little bit more. We want to hear a little bit more from her than her saying that she's proud to announce that she's back on return to her first love. She is in the music space now. She's recording and has handpicked media that she wants to reveal this all to. And whatever, if I don't get the invite, I will come. Yes, I will come. I don't know. just for you to answer my questions because you're not answering my calls. Okay. But yeah, it's quite a sad story that, you know, this love journey that started off so beautiful, seemingly beautiful, behind closed doors, there's been something more quite dangerous that has been happening. Abuse is something that's, for me, close to my heart. I don't condone that at all. I don't understand how people can go that far. But I hope anybody, you know, I'm hope they seek help.
I'm sure boiling water, it's assault or GPH.
Come on.
Age, isn't it?
GPH.
Grievously body harmed.
Okay. Right. So it could be. Yeah. I wonder where this is gonna go. I mean, there've been cases that have been opened, and right now, Lebo says she. Well, we obviously tried to probe her to speak, and she's just like, this case is with the lawyers. And obviously there are kids involved. I mean, it's a split that was invited. The whole family was involved. But I wonder where was Blondie throughout
Blondie.
He was saying, you know. I wonder if the family really stepped in or they just let her be whatever she is or whatever she was doing or allegedly doing. So she must speak up. I don't think we really cared for her music like that. But I mean, if you guys really listen to the music, shout out. And whoever was supporting, continue to support. But I obviously she'll have to make a coin out of it, and that's why she's making music. I think she's just derailing from
the actual thing
that we want to know. I wouldn't say she's left acting. I don't think that's the case. Same with her being a sangoma as well. I don't think she's resigned from that, but I hope she does not blame that as well. You know, that's another element to it. Yes. But anyway, all the best to them. Hope they seek help and get the help that they need throughout this entire process. Right? Another sexual assault harassment case that transpired, allegedly transpired on May 23, has Robot Boy finally speaking out as one of the people who were in the lift with Jazik, Mr. Jazik, at YFM Studios. I don't know if you recall, but a YFM freelance content producer, Unebo, accused Jazik of sexually harassing her by grabbing her waist and forcefully trying to kiss her. So, Robot Boy has been saying, no, Jazik released a statement, but now he's finally decided to speak. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
It wasn't a joke even. We got to the place. Uh-huh. And she was wearing like a ngubo type of dress. My bro said, yo, you look warm. So now what happens is, you find it funny.
It's funny because
we're saying it, right?
Right.
So, when we say stuff like that to people, because we do that all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone will be wearing a zebra print and you're like, I've never seen a zebra that size. You know, and
so it's like,
it's cruel to say, but so, because we're comedians, we get away with it. But when it comes from a star who you might think, you're being arrogant now.
You're belittling me.
So, catch this, right? That's what happens, right? Fast forward.
So upon introduction, he said, hey, my sister, you look warm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done. We get inside, right? Enter. Wing, wing. Out. Get to the thing. Offered us water. Sharp. Interview. Sharp. Now, allegedly, she raised this too wide.
Ish.
And now.
But did she say, Jezik said I look warm?
That's my point. Because she, on Instagram, said I hate being disrespected.
Pertaining to the warmness.
Yes. Now, mind you, if she raised this situation to why, and why still let us get interviewed, she's probably thinking, Fede na baba nyeza, let them also burn. So by the time we did the interview, everybody left and everything was fine. And then out of nowhere, there's the stuff. So why are you being disrespected on Instagram, but it's sexual harassment on Twitter? Because is this where you're getting more attraction from?
Yes. So he's basically saying it's all a lie.
So when are you having Jezik? Like we need
First of all, we're not having this conversation right now. We've tried to have Jezik and he hung up on us and I don't care to talk to him again.
Okay, okay. Okay, sorry.
He knows what's up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so basically that's that on that. Robot Boy is basically saying that the girl is definitely lying and they're hoping that the case, or rather justice, runs its course. Of course, Jezik is definitely prepared to undergo a lie detector test to prove his innocence. And this girl has since deleted her tweets.
I'm just hoping this girl didn't use to be popular.
I don't think this could bring any kind of popularity. What?
We must. Ulo, Jezik, your baby, alo.
Bad PR. I guess some people think there's really nothing bad with it. Now we're talking about her. Is that the thing?
Okay, cool.
I mean, is that the thing of, okay, now she's going to be famous because we're talking about her?
I don't know, anyways, but it's fine. Moving right along.
No, I think we bad PR, extremely horrible. Anyway, somebody in the industry who's not trying to hang her towel is Odoa Bandu. She's saying she's gonna shake her booty all the way to the bank for as long as she can because it's bringing food to the table. But others are thinking that she must give up because ukukile manje. What in the ageism is going on?
Mini parting klikisa ile ugcina.
What's that?
As I tell you, wabo bonke.
Yes. You know, I really feel like, I think everybody must just get her coin, their coins. I don't see who she's harming. She's doing whatever she wants to do. Zotwa, I think, if anything, is iconic when it comes to South African entertainment history. We will remember Zotwa. And if anything, there are people in the States.
At least you know, we're still relevant. Do you remember we had Skolopad?
Skolopad is now just trying to figure out her life. But somebody who really took this business seriously and is still coining it is Zotwa. And that's what makes her iconic. She's an exotic dancer. Why would you want her to dress up? Is my question. Why are you at the gig when you can see that Zotwa is on the flyer? Where another hater you're supposed to just...
Why are you running next to the stage when you see her dancing?
So I think calls for her to hang up the towel is... It's just really... haters gonna hate, haters gonna potate, and I can't wait for her to expand her career even further. She did say she was going to step into DJing, so I wonder what that's gonna look like, and I hope she definitely does do that.
Yeah, shai boom la push.
Yeah, with her, you know, little pieces of clothing. Yes, she must do that. She must shake her bums on the decks. Yes, okay. So in other news, Uncle Tap has recalled a failed attempt to take his own life. Somehow we're speaking about suicide. Yes, it is June. June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. So it's great that he is speaking up, as he's pointed out that many people in the industry are not speaking enough about their mental health. He recalled his failed attempt. Let's have a listen.
I think when you do what we do for a living, like you do radio, right? Especially when you do morning radio, is I got to the stage where my depression was so bad that people will always say, oh, but you didn't sound depressed when you were on radio.
Yeah.
You didn't sound, you sounded so happy. That was all the happiness I had to give in a 24-hour cycle. Jeez. I saved it for those 4 hours of radio.
Wow.
And I just poured it. I switched off. I'm on air. But when the show would end at 9 o'clock and I'd go home,
yeah,
I was depressed. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't go to gigs. So it got to the point where I actually attempted suicide. Well, my practice attempt failed.
Whoa.
My practice attempt failed, and that was it. I had that, like, realization moment.
Yeah, but what did you do? Did you take pills or what?
No. So I was going to use a rope. I was going to sort of hang myself.
So we heard all of that, and of course, we I guess, how do we feel about that?
Uncle Tap,
man. Yeah. You know, depression is quite a...
I spoke about it last week. I don't want to talk about it again. Like, I've been through it. Hey? I've been through it, and it's not child's play.
It's not child's play.
Because
you lose your weight.
Mm. One, and secondly, talk about a lot about diagnose, but right, then obviously it will lead to the letter so want to take your life. But if you aren't strong, fellow, that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm glad he's in a better space right now. Depression is real. But for something that interested me in this conversation he had on Podcast and Show was him kind of confirming. Actually, he did confirm that he was involved with Candace Kardashian from Metro FM. Mm. She was previously on YFM. Candace was his co-star. So after his divorce, which was part and parcel of his depression, the divorce, which was obviously due to the fact that they were both on drugs and then they had to go to rehab, or she had to go to rehab. And when she got to rehab, she found she got another lover, and they eventually actually till this day have kids and are married and they together. But Uncle Tap obviously was left alone and decided to have a Candace as a somebody that you fall back on after a relationship?
What is it? Rebound.
Rebound. Candace was the rebound partner. And when that relationship didn't work out as well, depression came into play. So, yeah, just glad to see him that is in a different space right now. So, yeah, love and light. Is that the right thing to say?
Yeah, that's the right thing to say.
I guess. Well, moving on to some lighter news. Finally, oh my God, more celebrations rather. Murda is riding into 37 in style thanks to his wife.
Murda is 37?
Yes.
Kitagaga. Ha.
I didn't know you were 37. Thanks for that information. Come on. Yes. So he's riding into 37 in style thanks to his wife, DJ Zintle, who surprised him with a candy apple red Cobra car. It's a vintage ride. I don't know cars. I don't want to 1965 AC Cobra. Mm. If you know cars, then you know. I don't. So
it was made popular by MacGyver. Remember MacGyver? Nanali di series nyana di film. But yeah, it's expensive, eh?
Really? You know, how much does it go for?
It's expensive.
But I mean, give me like an approximate figure.
Sure.
Hundreds and thousands and millions.
More meter, sure. Because okay. It's a vintage. Mm. It's a vintage.
Mm. Well, congratulations to him. Shout out to that. I think a lot of people were just gushing over the relationship and how Uzindle was just.
Lena, I just want a very much long surprise and car ash. Manje shiwe
yaphethe. Mara ni zwana nobubani. Hey, muto a where are you going? Why are you doing your hair? Guys, I had that question and you know what? I had to block somebody recently because why is somebody asking me why I'm going to do my hair? Anyway, this is not Joy's podcast, it's the Just Alive Entertainment Rap. This week, dude, we still have two more sad stories. We're going to have to get over them. Uzanele Mbogazi is, of course, has been diagnosed with lung cancer. She's going through a lot, of course, and her family have been hosting prayer sessions in her honor.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, she's married to Ubishop Mpendulo Nkambule.
Yes.
Who's leading these prayer sessions. And he said that they are tearing the death certificate of Uzanele with the hopes that, I guess, somehow she will be healed. She could be healed, right? It depends on your beliefs. Love and light again, right? Love and light. Hope she heals. I hope she heals.
I hope so too.
You know, more about faith in this thing. And you know what? Ungas faggy if you don't believe. That's all. Right? Don't come and tell us about science and biology. If we're praying that she'll be healed and she will live long, that's the prayer. So shout out to Rebecca Malope and everybody else who has been taking part in supporting her. Mm, right?
Yeah.
Somebody that the country is currently praying for is Shebe Shit, because he is seriously injured following a car accident that claimed the life of his daughter.
Oh, it's painful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, it's quite intense. So we spoke to the Department of Transport and Community Safety spokesperson Utilimalo Chweni. Let's have a listen to what she had to say.
A young female passenger was sadly killed in a motor vehicle accident on Saturday, the 8th of June 2024, at around 10 in the evening on Road R37 next to Smelters Mine just outside Polokwane, where a Volkswagen Polo is reported to have overturned after colliding with a heavy motor vehicle, killing the young girl and seriously injuring the driver and another passenger. The cause of the accident is under investigation, and of course the names of all those involved in the accident will be made public once all due police processes are satisfied. As a department, we are saddened by the incident and send our heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families. We also wish those who sustained injuries a speedy recovery.
So the matter is still under investigation and everybody is trying to ask, was he under the influence? Was he the reckless one? Was it his fault? As we heard, that's what transpired. But the cause of the accident is currently under investigation. So whether or not there was alcohol involved, we shall get to know that. I don't think we should be questioning that right now. Let's continue to pray for his healing. And of course, I think he was at the height of his career. In fact, not even there yet, but he had something promising going on.
Kora today.
Yeah. Kora, I mean, he pretty much made it. I mean, if you think of how many people he's reached, you know, Shebe Shit brings numbers. We already can see it on the back end when we write about the man. We see that, you know, he does have quite a huge following. So, yeah, speedy recovery to him. I know his loved one as well, his partner, was also in the car since there were three people in the car. She at least did not suffer severe or life-threatening injuries. But, of course, she was also injured in some way. Yeah, speedy recovery.
And condolences
again to him and his family. Wrapping this up on a lighter note, kodwa Mpumilambo will be hosting Ushini Womhlaba, an SABC 1 competition show, and take part somehow you can. If you're an aspiring artist, go ahead and jump on the platform, find out how on their social media platforms. We've run out a little bit of time, so I'm gonna leave it at that. All right. And that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on Oyono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at ChisaLive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I have been your host, Joy Mpande.
And Mr. Flutex Khumuzo.
Until next time, it's goodbye for now.